Ray's Amanda has passed away at the age of 91. You know Ray's Amanda because he was this guy.
Do it yourself at Menard.
Save big money at Menard.
Yeah, the Menards guy has passed away, and I have a warm spot in my heart for Ray. If you said, what's the Menards guy's name, I wouldn't know Ray's Amanda. But you would sure know what he did.
Brighten your home with Armstrong Flooring. Cork collection tile is stain resistant, plus cleans easily. Choose from 8 patterns, now just 98 cents each. Save more on home decorating at Menards.
And then when he does that Menards, then he hits it with the big smile. I think what made those commercials great, because they never looked expensive, and I'm sure they weren't. Right, you get a guy in the area, and he obviously is good around a camera. He knows his way around a set, but you know he's a pitch man. But he's selling wood planks and you know things for your home and your yard and your garage, right? But he's selling them with so much enthusiasm, right?
And a lovely blue sweater.
I know, yeah. And I mean, but really, what I admired about this guy was that he was all in. That there was no wink, there was no, all right, I'm the Menards guy. Like, you got the feeling he was happy to be the Menards guy. In fact, when he retired, and the Menards stores are throughout the Midwest. They don't have them everywhere in the United States, but they've got them in Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, I think Wyoming, obviously Illinois, but, you know, the middle part of the country. And when he announced he was going to retire, a TV station, KSTP-TV in St. Paul, did a little story about him, and I won't play all of it, but this is part of their story, remembering him.
Watched nice you for years. You.
Ray's Amanda gets this kind of reaction just about everywhere he goes.
He absolutely is an institution.
The people responded unbelievably to the Menard guy. So it was fun.
Fun, yeah. There's more to Ray's Amanda than what you see here at Menards. The fact is he's been using his voice to make a living for more than 50 years, and there's at least one other project he's particularly proud of.
The Holy Bible, King James Version, narrated by Raymond Jack Samanda.
That's right. The Menards guy narrated the Bible.
It took about a year and a half.
The entire Bible.
That is the most challenging thing I've ever done.
But now, at 72 years old, he is headed for what he calls semi-retirement.
Break time.
That's Ray's Amanda, the Menards guy, passed away. He called his son to say hi, and he's on a phone line. Hey, Chuck, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Fine, John. Good to be with you.
You know what? You have your dad's voice.
Oh, my.
I can hear it right now. Do you have the same smile, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, listen, I listen to some of those commercials as you were talking about them, and listening to them never gets old for me. I enjoy them 100%. They're great.
So do you have siblings? How many Zamanda kids were there?
There were 7 of us.
Wow.
We had a pretty good time growing up.
So what was your dad's story? I mean, did he make a living as the Menards guy, or I understand that he started a broadcast school in Wakanda, but how did he come into that? Was he a hardware guy, or was he a broadcaster? Who was he?
Oh, no, he was a broadcaster for years. He started out in a small station in Houghton, Michigan. And then went to WATK in Antigo, Wisconsin, from there to Wausau, Wisconsin, and from there to WTMJ in Milwaukee.
Oh, no kidding. Did he do a talk show, or was he a DJ or a news guy?
Well, you know, he was a kind of a utility guy, radio, but he did the news on the weekends for the television station. And he actually had a teen dance program. A couple of months. This was in 1954 now.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of months before Dick Clark.
Wow. It's fun when you recollect. I mean, from Bozo Circus to, say, your dad's teen dance show. You know, back in the day,
right.
Local TV stations would have really locally produced entertainment programs, not just talk shows. That's fun
Absolutely.
To imagine. Yeah. Huh.
Absolutely. And they actually had that particular station actually had a band called Hot Shots.
Well, we had an orchestra. I mean, WGN Radio had an orchestra and a band, too. So
I know. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So he
was a drummer actually got really good when he was in the Navy. during World War II.
Yeah, right.
But he was a drummer. He had his own band, and performed all over the Midwest, actually.
Did it bother him? So how did he then? So then, evidently, a client said, "Hey, will you do these commercials?" And it kind of stuck, huh?
Yeah, I think he was probably more surprised than anybody that, you know, somebody would actually enjoy these things and get on with them. He was very enthusiastic about it. He loved doing it, but he wasn't sure that everybody else was going to love it.
You mean him doing the commercials?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was all in on that, as you said. I couldn't have put it better.
I think that was the joy of it, because I think local production commercial. Somebody said to me once, you know, when I was in Peoria, he said, if you are going to do commercials locally and you are the store owner or you're going to be the store pitch guy, you have to be one of two things. You either have to be really good or really bad. Anything in between won't work. And I always felt about your dad that he wasn't going to roll his eyes. He wasn't going to be too camp or silly. He was going to be the best darn spokesperson a store could ever have. And so he had the copy down. He delivered it strong. And then he always gave you the biggest smile at the end of the pitch.
You know, and that was the thing. He was a pro, too. I mean, the people I've talked to who worked with him, said, you know, he hit his mark. He did his word lines. He memorized everything.
Yeah.
Did his lines. Took as many takes as they wanted. He was there for them, yeah. You know. And then he would go home. But he wouldn't go home until it was done.
Did he mind being known? I mean, so we've described his career. Did it bother him that people knew him best, maybe, for the commercials?
Oh, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's fun to contemplate something that is astonishing. And I think he was astonished that people liked it. You know?
Well, he said as much in that KSTP TV interview. He said, you know, it's amazing. These things just took off. And there was just something, yeah. I think, particular about his delivery that seemed to work. Menards must have been thrilled. So he raises a family, 7, 8, 9 of you, I guess, in that house.
Nine of us in the house. Yeah.
Mom and dad. And so what was this thing about him narrating the Bible?
Well, you know, he got up in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, because that's when he said his voice was lowest. And, he would go down into the basement. He had a digital audio tape. Recorder and set up the microphone and so forth and just work for 2 hours every day. And that went for day after day after day after day, months on end, he did that.
Well, was he a religious guy then, I guess? He must have been, huh?
I think he was religious. I think he saw it also as a tremendous challenge. If you try to read the text of the Bible, I think anybody, whether you're religious or not, would find it to be a challenge. And I think he pronounced things well. He actually spent time figuring out how to pronounce things, calling people up.
Yeah, sure.
And so forth to make sure he got it right.
You're an attorney out east, is that right?
I practice patent law with a partner. We have a small 2-person firm in the Boston area.
So are you coming back to the Midwest? Is the family all gathering out this way?
We're working on it. Yeah.
John, yeah. Here's a text. My big brother is a big Menards shopper for his home business. When our niece was a toddler, she could sing the Twinkle Twinkle and Farmer in the Dell and Menards songs. Those were her three. And this texter said, I heard that all 7 of Ray's children have PhDs. Is that true?
Well, not all 7. The 3 brothers, 4 brothers actually, have doctorates of one kind or another.
Wow.
I have a PhD. My brother Paul is a dentist. My brothers Jack and Mark are physicians. My sister Jane trained as a teacher, and now she's in sales. My sister Joan is in sales, and my sister Mary is actually has had her own business and has been in sales too. So.
I wonder if it's tempting to, at the funeral service, throw in a Menards joke, you know, like the flowers will be kept in flower boxes, only $34.99 at Menards.
Can I steal that?
And then you hit the jingle. I don't know your family, so I don't want to disrespect, but the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh.
That would not be disrespectful at all.
Hey, listen, my best to your family. What a nice legacy you children evidently are to your father and mother. And we'll remember fondly Ray Zamanda, the Menards guy who has passed away at 92, right?
He would have been 92 in June, yeah.
All right. Chuck, nice to meet you. Thanks for your time today.
It was great to meet you, and thanks again.
That's Chuck Zamanda, the Menards guy's son. One of them, huh?